So, thank you for coming here. And how did the whole thing start?
It was actually at the In Touch After Runway 2 years ago.
Not a surprise.
When I ran into some guy, and he gave me his number.
Runway.
And then he lives in San Jose. So a few weeks later, I happened to be in San Jose at a conference. So I decided to just call the dude. His name was James Chow. And we were talking, you know how it goes, over coffee. And we talked about movies. And I said, My Beautiful Laundrette. He said, oh yeah, Quentin likes that movie. I said, what Quentin? Quentin Lee. I said, you know. Quentin Lee? You know Quentin Lee? Yeah. So do you know, I love this movie, Drift. I said, well, I kind of was the inspiration to that movie. So do you think you can maybe send him an email that, there's this guy called Andreas who is actually really thinking that this an amazing movie? He said, sure, no problem. And he whipped up this email. So, but I want to be on the safe side. So I knew one other person. And I used to, when I was teaching at NYU, I used to read his stuff from the Village Voice on the future and, who the future belongs to. His name is Jeff Yang. And actually, the only blog I'm subscribing to is Jeff Yang's blog. I love Jeff Yang's style. So I knew, because I had found that out earlier, that Jeff Yang actually knew Quentin. So I dropped an email to Jeff and said, hey, Jeff, can you do me the favor? Maybe you can, tell Quentin that I'm not a totally weird guy. And, no problem. I'll do that. And then in the morning, Daniel came down to the red room where we were doing accounting. I said, Daniel, can you believe it? I met somebody yesterday who knows Quentin Lee. And Daniel, nonchalantly, flips his phone open, says, pushes a button, says, hey, Quentin.
Everybody wants to meet you.
Yeah. So what I didn't add was that Friday that week, I actually was down in LA and declined. So it was not, at some stage, this guy Andreas wants to meet, but Friday this week, Andreas has time in the evening for dinner. So that's my version of the story. Right. And then Quentin said, sure, what's the downside? So Friday, we had a dinner, a really lovely dinner. Yeah. And
where did
then
you go to dinner?
We went to West Hollywood on, you picked the place, what was it?
I actually was drinking.
Number 385-698 or whatever. It was,
It was one of those pretentious West Hollywood places.
On Santa Monica.
And then, so we had a wonderful evening, and then we wanted to go to that bar. And I came from work, I had my little backpack with me, and I saw Quentin totally blow up.
I know, it's like, we went to Rage or something, it's like this ghetto gay club in LA. And then walked into that, and they wouldn't let Andres with a backpack. He's like, oh my god, I'm so mad. I like yelled at them.
I said, Quentin, so I was worried that they would call the police. They were ready to get Quentin handcuffed and take him away, which might have been having its charm, but not on the first night. So now, there was a second night, namely the day afterwards, when Quentin said, hey Andres, I'll invite a few people over for dinner. So, next night, Quentin invited me to his place, and I met just the whole group of absolutely wonderful friends of his. And I remember that I did buy some pear brandy, and they had, by chance in that store, both my favorite bread brands of the world. One of them I had actually at my last dinner with my dad before I passed away. Mm. And the other one was just, something I discovered here. So I brought both of them to Quentin. Problem is, we don't remember which one was better because we drank them both. We finished both bottles. And we, the rest of the night was sort of blank out here. I remember that,
we were at the factory, actually.
Factory, yeah.
And we were at the factory, and then we got really fucked up.
Yeah.
And then Andres brought home somebody, I think. Then he asked my very good friend, Eric Lee. He's like, is Quentin got a mind? He's like, Eric says, no, Quentin's not got a mind at all.
Yeah. So Eric Lee, by the way,
he
hit up twice on MySpace. And the first time, sure, I'll be your friend. Second one, actually, I'm your friend already. Oh, I forgot. And then Quentin, you know, we had breakfast on the Sunday afterwards. Brendan even drove me to the airport. Of course, United Airlines. No story without United Airlines. United Airlines called me that morning saying, "Hello, this is United Airlines. Your flight from Los Angeles International Airport to San Francisco Airport has been delayed by 8 hours." I said, "Great! I can have breakfast with Quentin." yes. So after this story and, you know, several in between, we're going to spare to the audience, some of them very, very lovely. I'm just super, super happy, Quentin, that you made it to my place here and to have a dinner with you.
Thank you so much.
And the toast.
Here's a toast.
This is supposed to be a toast. A toast.
So it's supposed to be a toast.
Right. Yes.
Right. I have to say, there are so many amazing people here. You know, Daniel, we've known from the 80s, and you have just met like a month ago on a panel. They're just all awesome people. Thank you for coming on such a short notice. Quentin has emailed me this week, so thank you.
Cheers.
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 For having us all here.
Cheers. Cheers.
Quentin.
Cheers.
Lana.
Andreas, thank you.
Yeah,
Crystal.
Cheers.
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 Cheers. You want
Quentin,
to introduce?
Yeah, do you want to add anything?
Corrections. No corrections at all.
There was like some things we missed like between like one night and the next night.
Oh, you'll
night,
have to get those.
Like,
those are better at small.
Small DVD extras.
Do you want to
what happened those next morning? That's my
exactly.
Yeah. So I would like to thank Philip.
Philip.
Yeah.
For once again having helped me out on an impossible short notice. By not sleeping and, you know, preparing everything here on a 24-hour notice. And what we're having today is my wish dishes. Because he asked me, what do you want? I said, you don't worry about it. You're better than I. No, what do you want? And we'll have salmon, because salmon is really good right now. And then afterwards, we have zabayone, which I actually, you know, had last at my undergraduate graduation party when a friend of mine whipped it up. So, that's it. Thank you, Philip.
Well, of course, also to our gracious host, Andreas, thank you so much for having us over. It's a pleasure.
Nobody without his wonderful friends.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Cheers.
To Andreas.
Good man.
Thank you, Andreas.
Thank you. Okay, any other things for the recording, or can we turn it off now?
Turn it off.
Let's keep it on.
And
what's going to be online tomorrow morning?
Right.
All right.